Chapter 9.
The analytics office was a windowless, overcrowded room packed with computer terminals and 23 SIS agents gathering, organizing, and analyzing data from the thousands of reports that came in every day. For the past week, the cramped office might as well have been Theron's home, as he and the rest of the understaffed team worked double shifts to try to stay on top of everything coming in. However, despite making a sincere effort to contribute, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was wasting his time. It wasn't that he didn't believe in what analytics was doing. He understood they were a vital component of SIS. But Theron had developed a unique set of specialized skills, almost none of which were applicable to his current position. It made him want to scream. 20 times a day, a piece of small but unusual information that begged further attention would pass across his desk, a potential lead to what might possibly be a mission critical to the safety of the Republic. Instead of being able to act on these leads, he had to write up reports with recommendations on how to proceed, then forward them to his superiors for review, knowing full well that by the time a field agent was assigned to the case, the opportunity would probably be lost. And even when he wasn't in the office, he was still stuck on Coruscant, probably the safest and most secure planet in the Republic, and the absolute last place Theron wanted to be. He feared that he was losing his edge. The day after day of boring desk work had dulled his survival instincts. The director had sentenced him to 3 months in this prison, and if he served his full time, he might never regain them. If he didn't get out of analytics soon, something bad was bound to happen. Maybe he'd resign in disgust, go rogue and take off on a mission without SIS approval or support. Or maybe he'd just snap and go on a rampage throughout the analytics office, smashing every monitor and computer station he could before the authorities dragged him away. Or, most terrifying of all, maybe he'd just learn to accept the drudgery of his new post. The only thing that had kept him sane so far was the few hours each day he was able to work on Operation Endgame, Jace Malcolm's special project. The Ascendant Spear was the last vestige of Darth Mekkis' superweapons research program, one last loose thread from the mission that had cost Negani Zho his life. Theron had no problem spending his time trying to devise a plan to bring the spear down. What bothered him was the thought that some other agent would be the one to actually put that plan into effect. He felt a tap on his shoulder as the voice of his supervisor said,
"Time to pack it in, Theron."
Surprised, Theron glanced at the chrono on the wall.
"Guess I lost track of time," he said. "Another sign you're losing your edge. The days used to drag on forever. You could feel each individual agonizing second slipping by. Now you're getting so used to being stuck in the chair, you don't even notice when it's time to leave. You're numb."
"Go home and get some sleep,"
his supervisor ordered.
"The reports will still be here tomorrow."
"Is that supposed to make me feel better?"
Theron silently wondered as he stood up and headed back to his apartment. Once inside, he briefly considered doing some off-the-clock work on Operation Endgame. Even from home, he had access to files with all but the highest level of security clearance. But the drudgery of analytics sapped both his physical and mental energy. All he wanted to do was collapse into bed.
"They're grinding you down bit by bit,"